Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I'm Stan, and this is Horny Music, where each week I will play you a selection of songs with horns in from a vague theme of my choice. Although this is the second episode, it's the first one that's live. So this week's theme is songs I've seen live. That was Love Will Tear Us Apart by the Hot 8 Brass Band. I saw the Hot 8 Brass Band for the first time in 2020. I was talking to my mum about going to gigs and stuff. I can't remember how we got into the conversation, actually. I'm confusing this with when she took me to see Pharrell Williams when I was like 12, because she said, you should go to a gig. You haven't been to a gig yet. And it was cool. But I saw them in 2020. It's interesting when you discover a band by watching them live, because it's awesome. But then slightly bittersweet, because the more you listen to them afterwards, the more you could have got out of the gig the first time. This is fine, though, because I saw them live in New York last week, which was amazing. It was so cool. They're a brass band from New Orleans. They formed in 1995. They have a sousaphone, which is like You should Google it. It's really cool. It looks kind of Dr. Seussical. And they kind of got more famous in like 2006-ish, I think, because they were part of a Spike Lee documentary about Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Something I think is cool when I was doing a bit of research about this is that they play at jazz funerals. And I was like, that sounds amazing. I want to know more about jazz funerals. So jazz funerals are funerals with music, often jazz. They used to not call it that because it felt disrespectful. And then like the last 15 years of like the 20th century, they switched to that. But it comes from a range of influences. So New Orleans has like a colonial past. So there's military style brass bands combined with like spiritual practices from like the Yoruba tribe from Nigeria, apparently, and also like Protestant and Catholic churches, all which combine to make really, really good music. The brass band culture in New Orleans is awesome. I'd love to go. So they'd march to a cemetery with friends and family playing solemn hymns. And then once the body was entombed and everyone had said their farewells, they'd like play a sort of transition song and then switch to really upbeat. They call them hot tunes. And I think I would like this for my funeral. I think this would be awesome. And then it's just like dancing and celebrating the life of the person. So yeah, they play in those. The gig last week was unbelievable. I've been listening to them for 5 years and not seen them live. And so that was awesome. Next up, the next song we've got is called Sexual Healing by the Hot 8 Brass Band. And this is probably one of my most listened to tracks of the last 5 years. So enjoy. Get up. Sexual Healing by the Hot 8 Brass Band. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I've just had a text from my mum who would like to correct something I said earlier. Apparently the first gig she took me to was at the O2 Academy, and it was a crazy multi-band rock night. There were no other kids and everyone loved that I was there. So thanks, mum. Appreciate that. If anyone's got any thoughts, recommendations, songs they'd like me to play in further episodes, anything, then you can email hornymusicshow@gmail.com or on Instagram, DM me at hornymusicshow, and I'll be keeping an eye on those in between songs. Hope you enjoyed that last one. It's a long one, and I love it. And I like that I get to play what I want on the radio, so you had to listen to all of it, and I'm sure you enjoyed too. Next up, we've got a song I've seen live, but not by the artist I saw play it. It's called Tenderly by Chet Baker, who passed away before I was born. Wonderful singer and trumpet player. And I saw a quartet do a cover of it in the Domino Club in Leeds. So if anyone's ever in Leeds, go to the Domino Club. It's a really cool speakeasy down past the back of a hairdresser's, down a spiral staircase, decorated like 1930s Prohibition era at USA, which is really cool. And I saw that there. And I also I've been trying to learn this on trumpet when I have my trumpet, which is in the UK at the moment. Not doing it justice or playing it as well as he does. But here you are. Here's Tenderly by Chet. Thank you.
MRG Live presents Don Richard and Spencer Zahn at St. James Hall on March 2nd with support from Myrna. Don Richard is known for her collaborations with Catronata, and her new album features an intimate, soul-bearing orchestral soundscape full of soul, jazz, and confessional lyricism. You can get your tickets now at admitone.com. admitone.com. I wanna be the quiet in a world full of
noise. If I had only one. If you enjoy bluegrass and old time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
Sorry about the buzzing there, folks. I promise it's not just my incompetence. I think there might be a problem with the cable, but I'll see if I can fix that going forward. Before those, we were listening to Tenderly by Chet Baker. It's a lovely song. Really low energy, calm. Next one is not low energy and calm. The next one is Introvert by Little Sims, which is a banger. It's off the album Sometimes I Might Be Introvert, or Simbi. Which is also one of her nicknames. And I saw this live in Birmingham in 2022, I think. And it was awesome. And it's recorded with an orchestral arrangement. It was recorded with the live orchestra. I can't remember if there was one on stage. I remember being sort of blasted away by a wall of sound. Little Sims is one of my favorite artists. I've seen her live 3 times. I'll be playing another track after this too of hers. What was really cool is going to see her in Birmingham at the O2 Institute in 2022, and then I saw her at Park Life briefly, and then going back in 2024 for her more recent album No Thank You, and her being at the O2 Academy, the bigger venue. So it's really cool watching her get bigger in real time. I went with Charlie, shout out Charlie, and we dressed up in the baggiest white shirts we could find with a big black tie, because that was her sort of tour outfit. And about like half the people there were also wearing this outfit, which was awesome. So we just like found everyone that was dressed the same and took over the most of the front of the stage. But yeah, Lil Sims is also releasing a album in May this year, which I've just found out, which I'm really excited about. But this is, and I'm going to try and avoid the buzzing this time, so if it happens, please bear with me. But this is Introvert by Little Sims.
Introvert. sinners in a church. I see sinners in a church. Sometimes I might be introvert. There's a war inside. I hear battle cries. Mothers burying sons. Young boys playing with guns. The devil's a liar. Fulfill your wildest desires. Now I don't wanna be the one to doctor this, but if you can't feel pain, then you can't feel the opposite. The fight between the yin and yang's a fight you'll never win. I study humans, that makes me an anthropologist. I'm not into politics, but I know it's dark times. Parts of the world still living in apartheid. But if I don't take this winner's flight, that's career suicide. Though I should have been a friend when your grandma died. I see the illness in my aunt laying in her bed. I see her soul rising as her body gets closer to death.
Intuition protected you along the way. Feelings allowed you to be well balanced, and perspective gave you foresight. The top of the mountain is nothing without the climb. Only the strong will survive. Only the strong will survive. Not lonely, your truth unveiled with time. As you embark on a journey of what it takes to be a woman.
Sim Simma, who got
the keys to my blood clot bimmer. Big time driller, monkey to gorilla. Who is this woman that I'm seeing in the mirror? Drink 42 and smoke cigar. Name one time where I didn't deliver. Silent figure, I was just on the ends dropping gems with my friends. I got a 3310 and a pack of blems. Then got the gold full black, circle back again. Rapping when nothing progressive was happening. Ooh, pain tolerance couldn't break us. Pay homage if you respect how we came up. Cool, cool. Trying to get to the paper, hitting from Jamaica, might do me a favor. True. Big simmer, dipping 10 toes in that ice cold river. Bank got bigger, been a different species. Tunes in a locker, been waiting to unleash these. It's a no show if you can't guarantee fees. I ain't got one threat to consider. Heaven and earth attached to one pillar. Rest in peace to Mac Miller. New Sims dropped to shake the whole shit up. What's next? We'll be here for months talking about prospects. Staying on my job, yes sir. And rain is against her. I'm river resistant on my polyester. Run through the jungle, they should have never let her. Cuts and wounds, I hope never will fester. Yeah, big art collector, silent investor, film director. Beating on my chest, going ape shit. Putting in a grave shit. Faint life what you make it, yeah it is. Cutting through the jungle in an all black fitted hat low, incognito living. Introvert but she ain't timid. My art will be timeless, I don't do limits. No. Be very specific when you talk on who the best is. How can I address this? Basically the rest is almost like to me what a stain to a vest is. You ain't dropped nothing in my eyes I'm impressed with. Please don't be offended. But I'm not in the business of pretending. I've got lines if you wanna get renting. Or find the agony on and get venting. Stop flooding my mentions with bullshit. Talking on Sims like she's someone you went school with. Awkward. From day been the cool kid. Rap starts hope and faith I'm restoring. Don't ask my opinion on shit, cause to make you feel good about yourself is exhausting. I got bangers out in the world soaring, and I got bangers in the vault I've been hoarding. Yeah, true, I got tennis in the morning. Before I start swinging, that man's gonna need a warning. Red light whenever I'm recording. Red light on the forehead of the informant. See, I'm the only one on Gorilla. Sims is back here, yeah, just got Rilla. Yeah. No choice now but to fill us. I know the streets will love it like I brought my skin up. So simmer down, little homie, simmer. All that talk get you rubbed out quicker. I'm cut with a different scissor. From the same cloth as my dear ancestors. That's why this shit gives you the shivers. I'm that cold.
Higher.
Going higher.
Higher.
Going higher.
Higher.
Yeah, we are.
Higher.
Say what?
So special inside the world we live in. It's so rare to find it.
Go peep that. Yeah, it's about time.
We got the just news for the world. We put in over a decade in this bitch, you know.
Yeah, man. Woo!
Say he never called another woman me or more. So I open up the way and now he adore. Did it on a wave, I don't play, get you seasick. Charged up, fully barred up, I'm unleashed in.
You've just heard Gorilla by Little Sims, and before that, Introvert by Little Sims. Worth mentioning, the new album that comes out in May, I think, well, what my friend said, so, you know, has Doechii on it, which is awesome. We love Doechii. The other thing I was going to mention about Little Sims is just linking it to some other music that I'll be playing in later episodes, is that sometimes I might be Introvert, which, by the way, may be my favorite album of all time. I like Jack Johnson, but that's like more nostalgia than objective. Won the Mercury Prize, and someone else that won the Mercury Prize was Ezra Collective, who are really cool and really funky, jazzy Afrobeat. And I hopefully will see at some point, because they're a UK-based band. Anyway, the next... Well, if you're just tuning in, the theme this week is songs I've seen live. and I'm just basically, which is basically just an excuse to play like some of my favorite tracks ever. And the next one we'll have up is the intro track to Catronada's latest album, Timeless. Catronada is a Canadian artist, grown up in Montreal, which is nice. And I saw him in Burnaby Park like a few weeks after coming to Vancouver in September. And it was amazing. Before, like before I came to Vancouver, like 3 months or 4 months before, I'd resolved that I was gonna go to as many gigs as possible, at least in the first semester, on my own, and just like have that as part of another thing to look forward to. And this was one of the ones I booked so far in advance, forgot about, got the Google Calendar notification like a week before, and was like, oh my god, I forgot I was going to see him. This is awesome. And it was awesome. It was, there were like stepped, like grassy banks and paths in between, and the paths you couldn't really see the stage on, but as a result there was loads of space there. So I just sort of camped in one of those with some other people I met that were like dancing rather than just jumping up, like bumping up and down and holding their phones up to film the thing, and then like also jumping up every now and then so I could see the stage. But it was a great gig. And straight out of this next track, I'll be playing the segment that I still haven't really named yet, so I'm very open to suggestions, like the outlier, the anomaly, the cheat, basically a song that doesn't fit with the like rigid theme. I know it's my show, but I want to stick by my own rules. So once a week, one song a show will be like not in the theme. Maybe if I'm doing like a pure jazz show, it'll be nice to mix it up. Or anyway, the song afterwards will be Pressure Cooker by Thelma Houston, which is what Catronada samples on this track I'm about to play. So after this, it's a 2 minute track, after this finishes, try and listen for the samples in the next track. Anyway, this is Pressure by Catronada from the Timeless album, and enjoy.
Catronada, classic, timeless.
What damn?
Timeless.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life. When I step into the jungle,
we offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Voice when it came to it, but if you change your clothes, they will polish your nose in it. Don't dress like Jack, ain't looking no rose finish. What holds you back is the trim of your jib and the shape of your nose. Pressure for a seed that sown while a plastic surgeon's bank account grows. That's pressure on a flower that holds her dress like 60s and 70s hoes. I suppose if I change these clothes, I could have stepped in here with the rest of my goons on some two-pack shit trying to lessen my juice. Book by a cover is a lesson I assume they learn from TV, billboards and news. Look at the shit they consume. Spoon fed all of their views, me and my people two-step on all of the snooze. Board of the zombies and tunes, so we thump them tunes. System sound clear, they want that too. The magic is in man and what man do. They know that as well, so has to be smart when the mission is to scale bamboo. Divide them to pink and blue, give them codes and roles that are best serve who. Let man a man test man a man's crew, and then it all for true. Get called for who, type of calling's that, where's the need in this? About war is cash, should be feeding kids. That's the culture that we're living in. You find freedom fighters and freedom dicks. Yeah, ready to die, shout and freedom hit. What type of freedom fight is this? The gunpowder's getting slick. Young in the Congo, out on the blitz. For parts of your mobile that you never knew exist. Putting in hectic shit, it's a fixed bin stitch. Your smiles with brown skin blades on your insta pics. Threat like you ain't living the glitz.
That was Spread Love by the Riot Jazz Brass Band. They're from Manchester. I saw them at the Belgrave Music Hall in Leeds about in 2022. I know this because I was doing an art project at the time, representing music through art, which is where the cover art for the show comes from. It was for the Fela Kuti Zombie, which I played last week, which if you haven't heard, you should go to CITR.ca/ I don't know. I'll put the link on the socials, but you can find the podcasts there and listen to back episodes. Again, if you're just tuning in, this show is themed around songs I've seen live. So I saw these guys, I think it was one of my first ever solo gigs, and I was absolutely terrified because before the gig, there were just loads of people there with their mates around the bar, and I definitely just like sat on the sofa, look on the weather app on my phone, like looking like I had something to do for like 10 minutes. Until the music started, and I started at the back and then sort of made my way to the front and found some other people dancing like maniacs and then had a fantastic gig. But because I was doing this project, I interviewed the band afterwards and I'd listened to it today and it's not airable, both because of language and because it's like maybe the worst interview I've ever heard in my life. Like I ask a question, he starts answering it, and then I interrupt him with my next question the whole time. And also they're mainly about art rather than music, but they're a really cool band. They've been playing for a while, but the live gig, the main thing, that it was just the energy. Like there's five of them on stage, but they're all playing their hearts out. And also with brass instruments, your lips get tired like quite quickly, and they're playing for like an hour nonstop with as much like volume as well. You know, they're good dynamics. They're not like bad players, but yeah, energy. The next song, or the last artist that I'll be playing today, is Kokoroko. They're a London-based band. I saw them in Vancouver at the Hollywood Theatre last semester. Kokoroko means be strong or hard to break in Orhobo. I probably pronounced that wrong, but it's a language from southern Nigeria. And they're really cool. They're kind of jazz Afrobeat, but a lot of their songs on Spotify are quite chill. And so I was going into the gig expecting this. I also had a conversation with a guy at the start of the gig, this like old man who was at the front. I started talking to him about like music and stuff and who he'd seen. He told me about this Prince gig he went to in Vancouver, and then he told me about like how he listens to music, which is he puts together like 10 hour playlists, and he picks the song order perfectly each time and will never shuffle it ever, and only listens to it in this specific order. And he says he spends like months on like a couple hours of playlist, and I respect that. That's not how I do it. I don't have time for that. But it was really cool. Anyway, just thought of that now. And yeah, Kokoroko are, I think there's seven of them. And they were... Oh, here's cool, something cool. The EP that came out last year was produced by someone called Miles James in London, who also worked on two Little Sims tracks. My favorite of the two is ICU from the Simbi album that we heard earlier. Didn't hear the song, heard this opening track. But... yeah, this next track is Carry Me Home by Kokoroko.
One, two, three, and...
that was a slightly shortened version of Carry Me Home by Kokoroko. But yeah, there's one more track to come. You've been listening to Horny Music. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next week. And I'm leaving you with Abusi Junction by Kokoroko. Lovely track.